RCMP in Nova Scotia will lead the investigation into a complaint of alleged political interference against former Justice Minister Andrew Parsons. Joe Smythe alleges that Parsons played a role in his being charged with obstruction of justice in connection with a case involving the issuing of a traffic ticket. The obstruction charge was eventually dismissed by the court. Meanwhile, the Premier's office says there will be no cabinet changes sparked by the investigation. Now, that's not sitting well with the opposition. Helen Conway-Ottenheimer is the Progressive Conservative MHA for Harbour Main and Justice Critic, and she says the double standard is unacceptable. She joins me live by phone. Ms. Conway-Ottenheimer, good morning.
Good morning.
What issues does this raise for you?
Well, first of all, we know that a complaint has been made against the former Minister of Justice and who is now currently the Attorney General. And this complaint alleges political interference in a police investigation. In essence, it's alleging that there was influence. The Minister of Justice at the time was trying to influence the outcome of a criminal investigation. That is a serious allegation. So now we have the Nova Scotia RCMP who are now reviewing the complaint. It has been transferred from our RCMP in Newfoundland and Labrador to the Nova Scotia RCMP. So we have some serious issues here, in my opinion. First of all, I would say that, we see that justice officials, for example, the chief of the RNC and the director of public prosecutions, have already in the past recently commented publicly saying there was no interference. My issue with that, first of all, is no one knows that yet. And we cannot prejudge the case at this time. I mean, that is the very purpose of the investigation. As well, the Premier in his statement has stated that the minister's ability to serve is not impeded. Again, I ask the question, how it is the minister's work, first of all, in his role as Minister of Justice, that is at the heart of this investigation. So it is not for the Premier of our province to decide whether there's merit to the complaint. So, at first blush, I feel that these are some serious concerns that I have. This is a serious allegation. We have a sitting attorney general who is now, there is an allegation that has been made and he is under investigation. And he has, the duty now to step aside. And I would say that the Premier of our province, this is an opportunity for our Premier to show some true leadership here and ask this Attorney General to step aside until this investigation is completed.
Now, you did mention there that the Chief of the RNC and the Director of Public Prosecutions publicly confirmed that there was no interference in the matter. So why is that not good enough?
Well, this is first of all a complaint that has been made that has to be examined by the RCMP when you have a complaint made. The Chief of RNC and the Director of Public Prosecutions, they are justice officials, but that is not the purpose of the purpose of the investigation is to do an independent and impartial examination of the evidence, of the facts. And, potentially individuals and justice officials may be interviewed, and it would be at that point in time that evidence would be obtained. But the purpose of the investigation is to do a robust examination of the evidence that is at hand and to determine whether there was any political interference by the then justice minister in a criminal investigation.
In a statement you just released a few minutes ago, you said just last year, and I quote, MHA Sherry Gibbon-Walsh was removed from cabinet because of an RCMP investigation into her conduct. Now the Attorney General is under investigation and will be allowed to carry out his duties. Why is one minister being treated differently from another minister when a police investigation is involved? You went on to say the double standard is unacceptable. Why do you see it as a double standard?
Well, we see that, former minister, cabinet minister, was removed from cabinet. She stepped aside because there was a criminal investigation into her conduct. Now we have the Attorney General under investigation. So the same standards, the same rules, in my view, should apply. And that does not appear to be happening. As well, we've seen other cabinet ministers in the Liberal government that have been removed for parliamentary investigations. For example, cabinet ministers Dale Kirby and Eddie Joyce were removed for parliamentary investigations. But this is an RCMP investigation, and MHA Sherry Gammon Walsh was removed from cabinet because of that. So why, it's just interesting that she is not being held to the same rules and the same standards and the same, standards do not apply to her. So again, it would be my view that the premier has an opportunity. He has to, he has to look at this and say that this is not fair. We need to have a justice system that is impartial, that is, free of any kind of, bias. And that is why it is my view that he needs to ask his attorney general to step aside. And we need to ensure that we have a system, a justice system, that is faithful, to the highest traditions of the office of the attorney general. And, so it's incumbent upon the premier to do the right thing. It is not for the premier to decide whether there's merit to the complaint, in my opinion.
So in a nutshell, what you'd like to see happen here is essentially is the minister, I should say, stepping aside or suspended until this investigation plays out. Is that enough?
Yes, it is. Right at this point in time, yes, I believe that is fair. I mean, we have to have a fair and impartial system. And we do not know the outcome of the investigation. We don't know whether the complaint will be substantiated or whether it will be found to, have merit. And then it will follow its proper course within our justice system, and we respect that. But I think at this point in time, we have to protect the integrity of the investigation, and that's why it does concern me when I see justice officials making public comment saying there was no interference when they don't know that. No one knows that, and we can't prejudge the case. And it's even more concerning when we see the Premier's office say that the minister's ability to serve is not impeded. Again, how can the Premier make that? It is not for the Premier or any justice officials to decide whether there's merit to the complaint. That will be made. That determination will be made by the Nova Scotia RCMP.
Progressive Conservative MHA for Harbour, Maine, and Justice Critic Helen Conway Ottenheimer, thanks for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you very much for having me.